And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Carly Amlabar, who is with the Lafayette Consolidated Government and here to talk about the Lafayette Comprehensive Plan and the second series of community forums that is being held in context with the community plan. For those of our listeners, and it's all over the place, y'all have done such a great job getting the word out there, but just to recap for some of our listeners, what is the comprehensive plan? How did it get started and where is it right now?
Right. Well, good afternoon. Thank you for having me, Judith. The comprehensive plan is in layman's terms, a community plan or a strategic plan for community. So in our case, it's for the unincorporated parts of Lafayette Parish and then the city of Lafayette. And we are developing a 20-year vision and plan for how we want to execute that vision over the next 20 years. And so we started back actually in April with a first round of community forums. And the objective of that round was to get a vision. And so we collected input from more than 1,000 people. And we said, what do you want Lafayette to be like in 20 years? What do you think our strengths and weaknesses are? And what do you think our opportunities and threats are? For those people familiar with strategic planning, that probably sounds familiar. And from all of that input, we working with the consultants, we are working with a consultant called WRT out of Philadelphia and Florida, along with a lot of sub-consultants, some of whom are local, developed a great vision statement, which talks about our community and our character and who we want to be in 20 years. And so that, over the summer, was passed both by our City Parish Council and by our Planning Commission. And so now we are on the next steps, which is imagining alternative futures. So at the same time that we were talking to the community about what they want to see, we were also, I guess, behind the scenes, working with the consultants, working with technical experts locally, and then experts in their respective fields, looking at the trends. And so now is where we start the process of comparing the trends to the vision. Because we say we want to be something, we can't just assume that's going to happen. So,
or you can't just lock into it and not be conscious of what's actually changing or happening around us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's what this series of community forums is about, is starting that process.
Well, you all had an amazing response for the first series of forums. People responded from every walk of life, all generations, very enthusiastic response to that series.
We have had a great response from the community in general. They've been very receptive. They're excited. They want to tell us what they want for Lafayette. Everyone loves Lafayette. They love being here and they care very deeply about where and how we grow. And so that's why we had such great success in April. And we hope that that carries over. We just have had the first forum today. So we have five more. And then over the course through Saturday, and we'll have also our meetings in a box, which we did for the first series as well. And we're, you know, at this point, because we've only had one, we're crossing our fingers and hoping that we have the same response. But we want people to know that, you know, if you participated in the first one, this is different. This is not just the same, what do I want? This starts to get more technical with what's possible, what do the trends say, and then, you know, adjusting the vision and the trends to eventually meet.
So just imagine some of the people who, I guess, to give our listeners a sense of what they would have to do when they think about going to one of these forums. Think about some of the people and some of their ideas. How is that different? What would you ask those same people to come with for a forum this time?
Well, one of the first things that we do is we actually give a very, very high level overview of just some of the most interesting trends. So what the economy looks like in this area, which a lot of people are familiar with, but some detail or some surprising things are how we're different from other regional communities in our region. And then, you know, things like patterns that the consultants have noticed with our neighborhoods and our sidewalks and our transportation networks, and things that maybe we take for granted, but that struck them as they did their analysis. So we set the stage for kind of what we want people to think about. And then we actually break up into a mapping exercise. So we split up into small groups and you get an enormous map of Lafayette Parish that's the size of a large table. And you start to get to say where you want things to develop. So if you're very excited about the idea of, you know, a retail component in your neighborhood. You get to put a sticker near that area and say, well, I really wish there were shops here. Or if you wish, you know, down, something we hear commonly is, you know, we wish downtown had more residential options. So if you wish for that, you get to put the sticker in the downtown area. You know, bike paths, we've heard a lot of as well.
So there's still a big wishing component to
there
this.
There is a big wishing component, mm-hmm. because the next step in the series is that they are going to come back to us and they're going to take the wishes that we express on a map, combine it with the trends and the vision, and give us some alternatives, some concrete alternatives to choose from. And so what they want to see now is, where are the areas of the community that the residents are saying they would invest in things like bike paths or different infrastructure, or how, you know, where do they want to see, or where do they see it, the areas growing, and do they want it to continue that way?
Mm-hmm. So when you say that this is not the same as the first series, they're still quite structured. And so it's not like you have to do a lot of analysis yourself beforehand.
Not at all.
And they're going to present trends that they have noticed
right.
in the community.
You can come as you are, unprepared, except for just with an open mind and ready to engage and listen to your fellow Lafayette friends and residents about what they want for the community. But, you know, it is a very structured exercise. So it is present the demographic trends and the economic trends and those types of things, move into a mapping exercise. And then at the end, we reconvene and go through a few other kind of preference questions. We actually have a voting keypad that folks get to say, I want this, I don't want that, that mm-hmm. sort of thing.
Well, I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guest is Carly Almlabar. She is with the Lafayette Consolidated Government and here to talk about the second series of community forums that are being held in relation to the Lafayette Comprehensive Plan. You mentioned a vision statement that came out of the first series of forums. Is there a place where people can go and read that?
Absolutely, and we hope that they do. We have the planning process cataloged on the LafayetteLA.gov website. And actually, if you type in LafayetteLA.gov/comprehensive plan, you'll see different aspects of it, from the different kind of in backwards order, the different steps in the plan. The actual vision statement has its own designated place and other ways to get involved. We also have a Facebook page and a Twitter account, and we're trying to keep those as active and running as possible, because we really, this has to be the community's plan, the plan that we get to at the end of maybe next summer, or we don't know the exact date. But it has to be something that the community is demanding, because if it's not, then it's, you know, unlikely to succeed.
Right.
So we have to make sure that the community is involved in developing it.
Right. And so we're talking about Lafayette Parish. So
yes.
People all over Lafayette Parish can participate in
right.
this.
Yes.
And you're trying to have these forums in a variety of places that will touch different aspects of the community. I know you mentioned that you had one this morning. The first one was at the ACA downtown.
Yes. Yes.
Lafayette.
We were downtown at the ACA. Tonight we'll be up on Moss Street at Acadian Middle. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow for noon, we will be at South Regional Library. And then tomorrow night, we'll be at East Bayou Baptist on Collie Saloon Road. Friday, we're trying something different. We're doing a 2 p.m. Session. We feel like a lot of folks are off on Friday afternoons, and so we thought we would try that. And we'll be at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. And then Saturday, for those folks that, you know, they're working all week and they have kids to take care of, we wanted to try something on a Saturday too. So we'll be at Holy Rosary on Carmel on Saturday morning at 9. So we hope that, you know, we hope that we can touch everybody. We have some plans for after these forums are done with our meetings in a box to get those that can't make any of these six for any reason, but we think that we should be able to touch, between those two different tactics, we think we should be able to touch anyone who wants to have a voice.
Right. How did it go today at noon?
It was great. Mm-hmm. It was great. It's, you know, people, especially the mapping exercise, people get really excited about that and excited about saying, well, you know, I would like this here, or I want this roadway improved, or mm-hmm. we should build a road here, or we should have a bike path there, or that's always fun to see. So, right. yeah.
Well, I know you can't explore all of the trends that this team is noticing, but maybe give us one, an example of a trend that... or a kind of trend that they're addressing.
I think one of the things that has surprised them, you know, and it's difficult for those of us that are here, but I think something like 90% of our houses are single family houses. And I guess that's very different from communities across the country. So that's something that struck, a big impression, or left a big impression on them. There are all kinds of, you know, things. I mean, they're delving into mm-hmm. education, parks and recreation, public safety. You know, they've noted a few things that our park acreage per person they find is low, comparable to other communities. You know, most of what they have to share with us, they're comparing us to other communities. Not because we necessarily want to be like those communities, but just as a baseline of where we stand.
And it's a perspective. Sometimes, right. as you said, when you're within a community, you don't really, that's just the way it's always been. And so we don't think that perhaps it could change or be different.
Right, right. Yeah.
So interesting that those trends, they'll be talking about those during the second series of the community forums. At the website that you mentioned, do you list all of the community forum sites and times?
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. They're all posted. We have encouraged folks to register, but I'm glad that you brought that up because we want to, whether you register or not, we want you to come out. The registration process was more for planning purposes because when we break out into those map exercises, each one has a facilitator. We want to make sure we have enough facilitators to cover who's coming. But by all means, if you just freed up tonight, someone canceled on you, or the kids have something that they ended up needing to do and you'll have a couple hours, we would love for you to come out and work with us.
So just show up.
Just show up. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So check that website out. And while you're there, of course, you can sign up for the Facebook page and
yes.
you can receive updates.
You can Yes. Email. We have an e-blast system. Those of you that are on it are probably hearing from us a lot, and we appreciate that. We hope you'll stay in touch because it's so important. And then there's lots of ways, you know, Twitter, for those of us that are on Twitter and enjoy that, there's, you know, however you want information about the planning process, it should be accessible to you.
Right. And none of us want to 5 years down the line say, well wait, why did I didn't get a chance to
Right.
have input into
right.
it.
Right, yes.
So this is a really comprehensive way of allowing all of us in the community to have some input into it. And again, in a very fun, structured way.
Right.
You know, exercises.
Well, it's really fun to talk to your fellow residents and mm-hmm. not necessarily, you know, today as folks were coming into the ACA and, you know, we're assigning them to tables and they're sitting next to people that they perhaps don't know, but, you know, have interesting things and care about interesting things to say and who care about Lafayette. People enjoy, you know, meeting people in that context. Mm-hmm. So,
and sharing those ideas
right.
as well. So again, a really good opportunity to network and meet people in our community and share those ideas. This is the second series of community forums, part of the Lafayette Comprehensive Plan. Again, that website, Carlene?
LafayetteLA.gov/comprehensive plan.
Right, and that's got the vision statement and a list of all of the forum sites
yes.
and times which are happening throughout this week.
Yes.
And when will the next series happen?
We're looking at probably January, but we won't know for sure until we consolidate all of the results of this set of forums and then figure out what comes next. So probably folks should start to look in early January if we've set the dates yet, but we have not set them as of today.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing about that. But right now, it's just important that we all attend at least one of these sessions.
Absolutely.
And participate and give our ideas as well. Well, Carly, thank you for all of your work, your energy and enthusiasm for this plan, and so many people in the community who have worked on it. Thank
you. Yes, thank you.